you want to get accomplished this last week?
Some consistent play. Again, I want guys offense side of the ball, take care of the ball and score touchdowns. And on the defense side of the ball, want to play fundamentally sound defensively and take the ball away.
I know as coaches you're never satisfied, but do you feel like you're projecting where you should be at this point in camp?
I do. You know, I think we're a lot further along than we were in the spring and a lot further along than we were the first day of training camp. Our guys have gotten better, and I know they're probably ready to hit someone else. But we got another scrimmage today of them hitting each other. So, but I think our guys have gotten a lot better.
Do you feel like they're getting ready yet?
I wouldn't say that. I think we'll be game ready by next Saturday. You know, I don't think you're game ready until you go out and play that game. So by next Saturday, we'll be game ready.
Can you tell that the guys maybe have that anxious energy ready to go hit someone else other than their own teammates right now?
Yeah. I think they're fired up about today's scrimmage, to be honest with you.
Today's scrimmage?
Yes, today's scrimmage.
Was that planned or was that?
It's always planned. You know what I mean? It's always planned.
What are you hoping to see out of today's scrimmage, though?
Guys, who's going to show up and show out? You know, it's spotlight does strange things to people.
So is this replacing the scrimmage that was going to be on Thursday, or are you scrimmaging again on Thursday?
No, I don't know where that Thursday scrimmage came from.
Rumors.
I heard something about Thursday, too. Now, we're not scrimmaging on Thursday. We're going to scrimmage today, and want our guys to go out and compete, and we're going to do a good job of evaluating this film and as our guys get ready for Southern Utah.
Are there any spots, offense, defense, that have really stood out to you as they've progressed the most or you've been most surprised by them?
You probably always get this answer from me, but I'm really excited about the entire team and in every area that we've worked on, you know. And, again, we got another week of practice this week, and then next week, game ready. So we have time to get even better than where we're at now, but I'm excited where our football team is.
Is today's scrimmage maybe a final trap for some guys that are pushing right on the edge to start or make the team this year and not redshirt?
For some, you know. But, again, I don't think you go into the season and just say a guy's going to redshirt, you know. Even after the first game, you know, guys got to continue to work every single day and compete. And if they want to play, then they'll make the plays and do the things they need to do in order to get in those positions to play.
Thomas Graham seems to be the name that just keeps popping up day in and day out. Obviously, Hugo and Arion had really good springs, but Thomas, is he a guy that you could see starting week one?
Yeah, I could. Thomas had a good spring too. You know, I think all those guys had a good spring, and again, that's what's going to make our football team better. The more those guys can step up and compete and make everybody play at a high level, then the better we're going to be as a football team. But Thomas had a great spring. He's having a great training camp, and he's a guy that's pushing to be a starter.
What are you most excited to see when those lights finally come on against Southern Utah?
Dang.
Loaded question.
Yeah. Just want to see our guys go out and play with some passion and enthusiasm and play smart, tough football, winning football, you know, and guys look like they're having fun. You know, I think if our guys can do that, then good things could happen to our football team.
Did you watch any film from Justin's first start last year against Washington?
Yeah.
What do you see in that quarterback who making his first start that game?
He was nervous. You see that. He got those nerves in check pretty quick, you know, and you watch last year and see a young guy like Justin to take care of the football like he did. That was really impressive.
When you're just watching the tape, what gives away that the nerves are gone?
How he responds. You know, I think that's really important when you watch the quarterback is how they respond to bad plays. You know, the good ones pretty easy. You can just keep playing. It's the ones that can respond to bad plays and get themselves back in focus. And I think Justin did a good job of that.
How's Hollins looking at outside linebacker?
He's looking good. He's a playmaker. You know, we got to know where he's at all times. You know, I've been really impressed with him. Didn't get a chance to see him much in the spring, but he's gotten noticed this training camp.
Has there been a moment at all in fall camp where you've seen something, you know, from offense, defense, kind of whole team, where you're like, wow, this team is on the same page. They got the juice. They're going in the right direction.
Yeah, I see it. I see it quite a bit. You know, we have our days. I think that's training camp, though. You know, you're going to get some of those days, and you want more of those days consistently. But they've been up and down. And but I get, like I said, that's part of it. You know, our guys are I feel good about our football team and where their head's at and the way we're progressing as a football team. So looking forward to next week.
Going into game week next week, are you going to have a two deep? I know your depth chart constantly changes, but are you going to have a pretty set two deep going into game week?
I'm not sure. I figured we'll start something new. Usually we're innovative, so we might have that moving depth chart throughout.
Did the guys know who's starting and everything like that, at which positions? Or is that something that you just day before the game, hey, you earned it this week?
It all depends. You know, it'll be moving, so it depends on where it stops during that day. I don't know. You guys will know. They'll know. We'll never surprise them. The guys will know who's going to go in and make plays for us. You guys will know, too.
Have you seen the targeting rule, and now that it's been a couple of years implemented, have you seen that change the game and maybe change the coach?
Well, I think you're focusing more on tackling the proper way, you know, and I think our student athletes are more conscious of those targeting rules. You know, not any of those guys want to get kicked out of a game, you know, so they're more conscious of it, but I just think it's more awareness to it right now.
Do you think that the ejection, that as a penalty, do you feel like that's a little harsher, or do you think that's the way to get the message across?
Well, I just feel like it's the rule, so you just got to abide by the rule. You know, whatever I feel after that doesn't even matter.
Talk about the special moment you guys had as a team over the weekend.
Oh, that's pretty cool, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, when your mom get to tell you earned a scholarship, how could it get any better than that? You know, but old Kalana, he earned it. The young man, he's played a lot of football for us. He comes to work every single day, comes to practice every single day. He just loves playing the game, and he's a good kid, and he does well in school, and like I say, he earned everything he's gotten to this point.
How do you guys put that together?
It was just one of those things. Sit around and think, how can we do something special? And you think about any walk-on when their parents are paying for you to go to school, you know, and say, how could it get any better than that for mom or dad? You call and tell them that you're giving their son a scholarship, and they're excited, and you can hear them yelling in the background. And so it couldn't be even better, you know, for his mom to call him and tell him that. And I'm sure he really appreciate that, knowing all the hard work they've done for him to get to this point.
Perfect scenario for him to make that tackle then.
It was. But we wouldn't expect anything less out of him. You know, he's a linebacker. He better make that tackle. You know, so we don't want any of that to stop now. He, like I said, he earned it, and we try and do that every year. There's a lot of walk-ons that work their tails off to help our football team, and we want to show them our appreciation and again, what hard work can get you, you know. So, proud of them.
At this point in camp, you kind of know what your team's about, and it seems like you're pretty confident in the guys. But what keeps you up at night?
Morgan, my daughter. There's a lot, because there's a lot that you don't know about your team, and you won't know until that first kickoff. You know, that first game, you learn so much about your football team, and I think that's again part of the whole process. You know, we've been through the winter stage, we've been through spring ball, so we've been through all those things, and trying to change the culture to the way that we wanted in those areas. Now it comes to the season, you know, where you're really gonna get judged. So just waiting for the first game, and you ask me that after the first game, I'll tell you a lot about our football team.
Coaches like players where they're ready to play, or are you savoring these final few practices to get stuff in?
I'm ready. You know, I'm ready for the scrimmage. You know, it's like a game, you know. It's going to be fun, you know, seeing our guys compete. You get nervous. Can't sleep. But it's football season. It's like Christmas, you know. It's like this whole country get up and excited. that's how you want it. That's how it should be. You know, we should all be vibing right now. It's football season.
You and the family watched the eclipse yesterday at all?
Yeah, football family. Yeah, I probably should have. Nah, I'm not going to say that, but that was interesting.
Did it live up to the hype?
Nope. Nope. It was so fast and quick. Figure we'll make up a play and call it eclipse. Nah, it might not be exciting because that. I'm just playing.